July, but it's been quite a year so far. A false missile alert, a flash flood on two islands, and neighborhoods consumed by lava. And we're just in the early part of hurricane season. Tonight, Hawaii emergency management officials will be in Maui for an open house meeting. They're winding up a series of meetings to get feedback on a draft plan to help us make us more resilient as a state in the event of a natural disaster. We spoke with Haima's David Kennard about this latest effort.
The state multi-hazard mitigation plan is the framework for the state to look at ways of reducing the impact of natural hazards on the state of Hawaii. So we focus primarily on things like earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, flooding events, so natural hazards. And we do an analysis of the impact of those hazards on the built environment in Hawaii. We call it a risk assessment, so the risk being the impact of the natural hazards. And then once we kind of evaluate the risks think about ways of addressing those risks, minimizing the impacts, we develop a strategy for doing that. So collect up different kinds of actions, projects that can make the state more resilient and more able to withstand the impact of a natural hazard event.
I know at the hearings, one of the things that was brought out was that many of our utilities were located in the inundation zones, and there, you know, concerns about how do we deal with that issue.
Well, you know, utilities and lots of our infrastructure in Hawaii, unfortunately, are you know, we built on the coast, and so they're in relatively high risk areas from flooding and also the high wind impacts. So there's a range of things that we can do that go from, you know, doing things to harden those facilities to make them more likely to withstand the flooding by flood-proofing structures or maybe elevating the structures or the critical portions of those structures. Another more longer-term approach is to, you know, move those potentially affected facilities away from the hazards. So, you know, people talk about different approaches, you know, managed retreat away from the highest areas, you know, relocating a little further away from the places where the impacts are the greatest.
So where are we with this report?
So we just completed our initial draft update. We're soliciting input from our stakeholders and from the public. It's one reason why we're having these open houses, is to both let people know that we're doing this plan update, but also to ask if they have ideas about mitigation actions, potential projects, you know, public education, outreach, things that we might to make us better prepared in the future and make us a more resilient community.
In your assessment, what's the biggest change?
I think the biggest change is, there are a couple. You know, one of the biggest changes is the increased awareness of the impacts of climate change. You know, climates have been changing a lot over the years, and there are things that we've been able to identify over the last 2 years in terms of increasing the sea levels, also shifts in the weather patterns that lead to areas of greater drought or more drastic drought and or greater rainfalls. So incorporating that information is a big element. I think there's also been an increased awareness on the things that we can do through strengthening our building codes, and there's been I think, big strides in protecting our communities, the general public, and our infrastructure by building smarter and stronger in the future. So I think those are the two big impacts that we've seen over our current review.
Now, we did have a major flooding incident just in June, which took everybody by surprise because it wasn't really a storm. And we were shocked at some of the areas that were impacted.
Right. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we're really interested in is trying to get a better handle on how those climate change-related effects are going to happen. We're working with folks, you know, the National Weather Service, with at the University of Hawaii, to try and get a sense of, you know, how should we expect more commonly those, you know, severe rain events like we had on Kauai just a little while ago, where there was, you know, unexpectedly 48 inches of rain within a 24-hour period. So how likely are those things going to happen again in the future, and what can we do to protect ourselves against the type of flooding that results from it? So yeah, that's a big part of what we're hoping to do in the future as a result of our planning efforts.
Right, and I know Honolulu's mayor had raised the question about homes that were along some of the streams. And the question is, you know, what do you do? Do you then condemn homes along those areas?
You know, always the wisest choice is to move away from the hazard. That's not always possible. People can elevate in some instances so that they're above what the expected flooding will be. And then in other instances, there are things that you can do to floodproof your structure. So, you know, moving utilities up, if you can't move the whole building up, at least, you know, the electrical, the air conditioning, some of those things you can get up of the floodplain so that the impact of the damage is not so great. But we will be continuing to accept comments from the folks through the middle of July. And then I also mentioned that, you know, the mitigation plan is, to use the cliche, it's a living document. It's, you know, we continue to review it and update it over the five-year cycle that we're in. So if people have comments even after the middle of July, by all means, they should forward them to us, and we'll include them in our annual review as we go forward.
Okay, but this is really top of mind. We're just, like I said, coming off the unexpected floods from June. We're dealing with the volcano and lots of earthquakes over on the Big Island. So really, this is the time for input.
Yes, very much so. And unfortunately, there are not a lot of options for dealing with lava flows to mitigate the impacts. But, you know, if people have ideas about that, please, by all means, they should give them to us.
That was Haima's David Kenner talking about a proposed risk assessment plan for natural hazards that the state's trying to get public input on. If you've not been able to attend the open houses that were held on various islands this week, you can still give input online. To find links to the draft plan, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.